We're glad you're here and hope that you'll return and visit with us again soon. I need to start today with a brief apology. Sometimes after church, on the way home, I review what happened at church. And so today, I need to apologize to all the mothers, because as I anticipate saying Happy Father's Day, I realized a month ago that during the announcement, I did pray about it, but during the announcements, I didn't say anything about Happy Mother's Day. So, Happy Mother's and Father's Day to all of y'all. Our youth are headed right now to their mission trip in San Francisco. Jonathan put them on the bus about 7:30 or so and headed up to Charlotte for their flight out this week at San Francisco, so please keep them in your thoughts and prayers. Several of you have asked me, because you knew I was at confirmation camp up at Lutheridge this week, and you've asked me how the week was. I have a one-word answer: cold. I told some of you that I had the heat on most of the time in the room, seriously, and even worse, I had forgotten to take a coat, and most of what we wear up there are shorts and stuff, and some mornings we'd get up, it'd be in the 40s. I kid you not. And on Tuesday, this beautiful day, the high was maybe 72, we took the kids so they could go down Little Sliding Rock in one of those cold mountain streams. Can you imagine? I did not get in the water. Also need to let you know briefly what happened this week, because it's kind of an exciting, thrilling thing. The one thing they asked for at Williamsburg more than anything else are mattresses. And this week we were able to get the Hampton Inn on Gervais Street was replacing a bunch of their mattresses. We got, I think it was 26 queen sets and 15 king sets. That went down this week, and it all happened. I was at camp, and y'all did it. Y'all, great for y'all. But it took two trucks to get all those. And but how exciting that was! There may be more mattresses to come. I called Dottie, and she told me that when they got back with the trucks, that there were so many people in their lot, they actually could not pull the trucks in. There were so many people there to get them. They got there at 4:30 with the trucks. By 6 o'clock, the trucks, all the mattresses were gone. All of them. So pretty exciting. Thank you for making a difference in this community. Particularly after the storms, the hurricanes, the mattresses got wet. They've been really struggling. That's one of their primary needs. Anyway, just wanted to let you know all that had gone on this week. That's really something to celebrate. I think that's all I have to say, so let's prepare for worship. You're staring at me. Colleen, let's prepare for worship. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever. Amen. Seeking reconciliation with God and neighbor, let us remember the gift of baptism and confess our sin. God of mercy, we confess that we have sinned against you, against one another, and against the earth entrusted to our care. We are worried and distracted by many things, and we fail to love you above all else. We store up treasures for ourselves and turn away from our neighbors in need. Forgive us that we may live in the freedom of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. When we were laid low by sin and guilt, God made us alive together with Christ, forgiving us all our trespasses by taking our sins to the cross. In love, Christ has set us free. Rejoice in this good news. Amen.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Almighty Creator and ever-living God, we worship your glory, eternal three in one, and we praise your power, majestic one in three. Keep us steadfast in this faith, defend us in all adversity, and bring us at last into your presence where you live in endless joy and love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Have you seated? And with the children, please come forward. Good morning. This is a really difficult day for preachers. This day is called Holy Trinity Sunday. And that means we're looking at something called the Trinity. It's the only day in the church year that is focused on an idea, and that's it.
So, today, somehow, we've got to talk about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. How many was that? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. How many is that? Three. But how many gods do we have? One. So now, how are we going to, that's kind of strange. And we got to talk about that. And so I've been thinking about how to talk about that. And I decided, you know, when we talk about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, it's kind of like a family. Have you got a family? It's one family, but there's more than one of you in the family. So I brought a picture of my family. Oh, this is me right here, the one with no hair. And then this is my wife, Miss Nan. She's sitting over there. And then over here, this is my oldest son, Michael. And this is his wife, Christy. And then this is my youngest son, Jeremy. And this is his wife, Sarah. And that's my family. That's pretty cool, isn't it? Yep, y'all probably have pictures of your family back at your house, too. So, I wanted to tell you, this is my family. This is one thing. But notice how many people there are in our family. So, today, one way we can think about the Trinity is that that's family. But God's family is not just God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. God's family includes other people. Do you think God's family includes you? That's the answer, yes. Yes, good answer, yes. Yes, yes. God's family includes each one of you. God's family, do you think it includes all those people out there? Yes, that's another good answer. Yes, yes, God's family includes all of us. So today, as we're thinking about the Trinity, one way we can think about that is that we're all part of God's family, and God is with us and in us and saves us and loves us and makes us, and you can see that all among us. So, if you see a picture of your family, or if you see Miss Nan here today, my boys and their wives don't live here anymore, so you're not going to see them, but you might see Miss Nan, or you can see me, and you can think about we're all part of God's family. That's what we're thinking about today. All right, can we pray? Dear Jesus, thank you for saving us. Dear Father, thank you for creating us. Dear Spirit, thank you for guiding us and leading us each day. Help us to celebrate being with you and being part of your family. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. Ooh.
First lesson is a reading from Proverbs. Does not wisdom call, and does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights beside the way, at the crossroads she takes her stand. Besides the gates in front of the town, at the entrance of the portals she cries out. To you, O people, I call, and my cry is to all that live. The Lord created me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of long ago. Ages ago, I was set up at the first before the beginning of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth when he had not yet made earth and fields or the world's first bits of soil. When he established the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when he established the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit, so that the waters might not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth. Then I was beside him like a master worker, and I was daily in his delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in his inhabited world, and delighting in the human race. The word of the Lord. The second lesson is a reading from Romans. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, Alleluia.
glory fills the whole earth.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter. Jesus said, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In 1997, Nathan Zoner, a 14-year-old student at Eagle Rock Junior High School in Idaho Falls, won first prize at the Greater Idaho Falls Science Fair. His project involved asking people to support strict controls or the total elimination of the chemical dihydrogen monoxide. He pointed out to them that this chemical can cause excessive sweating and vomiting. It is a major component in acid rain. It can cause severe burns in its gaseous state. Accidental inhalation can kill you. It contributes to the erosion of our natural landscape. It decreases the effectiveness of automobile brakes and is found in tumors of terminal cancer patients. He asked 50 people to sign a petition if they supported a ban. 43 of them said yes. 6 were undecided, and only one knew that the chemical was water. Dihydrogen monoxide, H2O. That's pretty clever. And what that science experiment proved, most of all, is that sometimes we pretend to know things which we really don't understand at all. And that's a lot like trying to preach on Trinity Sunday. In fact, I looked back, and whenever we have had interns, I gave each one of those interns the opportunity to preach on Trinity Sunday. Now, I could say that they needed to struggle with how to preach on such a difficult topic, and that it had nothing to do with the fact that if they preached, I didn't have to. But I guess not. It's hard to explain or to understand the Trinity. John Wesley, the father of the Methodists, once said, "Show me a worm that can comprehend a human being, and I'll show you a human being that can comprehend the triune God." Martin Luther was more to the point. "To try to comprehend the Trinity endangers your sanity." Maybe the better question to ask today is, who is God? Every week when we come here to worship, we talk about who God is and what God does for us. But today we have a special emphasis on God the person. Today we look in special ways at how God has been revealed to us, at who God shows himself to be. We know God. We know God as Father. We know God as Son. And we know God as Holy Spirit. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Each week we say those words. They roll so easily off our tongues and so quickly that we often miss the meaning and the fullness there. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. God is a big God. God is the creator of all that is. all of nature, the babbling brooks, the green grasses, the animals so beautiful and alive, all of it was made by God. The intricate biospheres of the forests and the oceans, where everything is so perfectly suited to support and sustain life, and the incredible, intricate human body with its thousands of interdependent parts, both were created by God. The grandeur of the sky, the sun, the moon, the clouds, the stars, God created it all. He is the author and giver of life, and all of life, all creation, sings of God's power, God's might, and God's goodness. But God is also a small God. As one theologian has said, God has become of concern to me only because he made himself smaller than the Milky Way, only because he is present in my little sick room when I gasp for breath, or understand the little cares I cast on him, or takes seriously the request of a child for a scooter with balloon tires. This is the miracle. Almighty God loves me so much that everything in my life is important to him. Truly, that's God the Father. He's the one who seeks to find us, the one revealed in creation, the one who dwells with us and cares for us. And God is known in love. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. Now, perhaps we know more about Jesus than any of the other ways God has been revealed to us. Jesus walked and talked on earth as one of us. There were witnesses to his presence, witnesses to his words, and witnesses to his deeds. We know of healings and parables and of love and compassion for sinners. We know of his arrest, his death, and we know of his victory too. In Jesus, most of all, God is revealed to be the God of sacrifice. In Jesus, most of all, God is revealed to be the God of salvation. In Jesus, most of all, God is revealed to be the God of love and grace. Jesus takes our burdens on himself and frees us to live lives of goodness, beauty, and love. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Of the members of the Trinity, perhaps we know the least about God, the Holy Spirit, and yet we experience God this way often every day. The Holy Spirit is God living within us, working through us and throughout us. The Holy Spirit is God's presence with us. We feel him and know him and believe him. He calls, gathers, enlightens us as God's people. Equips us and empowers us to be God's people. He's the comforter, the counselor, the advocate, the helper in all of life. He is the very breath of God burning in our hearts. That close relationship we have with God, that intimacy, that one-to-one, knowing, trusting, caring relationship that makes up the core of who we are. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. God knows me. We can all say that. God knows me. That's the Holy Spirit. Now, as we think about the Trinity, maybe the best description of all is the one offered by Justo Gonzalez. He said, "The Trinity is a mystery, not a puzzle. You try to solve a puzzle. You stand in awe before a mystery." My friends, stand in awe. Stand in awe before a mystery of unfathomable love and grace. All for you. Amen.
Thank you.
Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God, our Father, your hand reaches to us in love and care, creating new opportunities and new grace for us every day. You are the very source of our life and our eternal hope. Continue to watch over us and call us anew to you. Lord, in your mercy. Jesus, our Savior, in love you gave yourself for us. The gift of yourself was the very gift of grace we needed. Instill in us true repentance and the desire to turn to you. Make of us forgiving, grace-filled people, that our lives may be lived in peace and love as your family. Lord, in your mercy. Holy Spirit, our comforter and strength, you continue with us, our advocate, our helper, and our guide. You empower us for serving, and you call us to faith. Walk with us through each of our days. Draw near to our hearts and urge our hearts to draw near to you. Lord, in your mercy. One God, your children turn to you in our need. Bring your healing, comforting love and hope among us. Be with all your children, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy. Loving God, we thank you for the fathers among us this day. We thank you for the times they have reflected you and your love and care for us, and we pray for your blessing on them. May all our lives reflect your glory. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also
let us share God's peace.
Blessed are you, O God, for the grieving given for all, for the talents we are given to share, and for this bread and wine. Transform us to be the body of Christ, that feasting on this food and drink, our lives may reflect your generosity.
Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You reveal your glory as the glory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, equal in majesty, undivided in splendor, one Lord, one God, ever to be adored in your eternal glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
In the name of the Lord, O Sam.
night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Let us pray. Living God, you have greeted us in our brokenness and nourished us with the body of Christ broken for us. Risen to a new life with you, send us now to bear your healing love into the wounded world in the name of our risen Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.